ABC Radio Darwin, Menmark.
Several areas of the Northern Territory don't have any household waste solution, and so people are paying for those external companies for waste removal. Why not have a method where you don't have to pay, just do it yourself?
We all share stories.
It just magically happens.
You're listening to ABC Radio Darwin.
And Connor Byrne with his war on waste, his personal war on waste, is in Humpty Doo this morning. Connor, good morning to you.
Good morning, Margot. It's a beautiful morning out here. It's surrounded by trees and a beautiful block of land here. Some nice little roundabout driveway. And I never know when you come into these rural gardens, when you come into the driveway, there's always a left and a right turn. You never know which way to go. But there's a beautiful bit of grass and a bit of a garden there. And there's three massive, beautiful dogs. So I will put this house on the list of houses not to break into if I ever become a criminal. I can't remember the names, but we'll be introduced to them very soon.
Is it a bit chilly out there this morning, Connor? I'm just wondering. Because Scotty told me it was only 16 in Acacia Hills. You'd be rugged up, wouldn't you?
I'm wearing my cardigan, Margot. I haven't sewn the elbow patches on just yet, but I've got the cardigan. It's not zipped up, so it's not that cold, but it's a little bit chilly. And yeah, you know the way you're in the car, and to stop the window fogging up, you have to have the air conditioner on. So that's my problem. Now, these two dogs are sharing a stick at the moment. It's very cute. But anyway, we're not here to talk about dogs or gardening or weather. We're here to talk about bins. Now, in front of me, there's a ute, and on the back of the ute is like a frame, a welded metal frame, fabricated frame, and on that frame is a wheelie bin, and it looks quite odd, but the man, and it's also blocking his number plate, I've just noticed. But anyway, we won't draw too much attention to that.
You just did.
But the man who is responsible for this, his name is Scott Gibson, and Scott is the inventor of Been There, Done That. Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Yeah, good. Thanks. How are you going?
I'm going all right. Just name your dogs for me again.
Eva is the shepherd. Mia is the mongrel breed. And Luca is the Weimaraner.
Now, those dogs would create a lot of empty cans of dog food. And I imagine you have to probably take all of those to the dump. So therein, you have a problem. So why did you create this fabricated frame on the back of your ute?
Well, I was sick of having to load up the bin and pull it up on the top of my ute because my previous wife didn't have a ute. She couldn't reverse a trailer and didn't want to break a nail, so dragging it up. So it was always left to me to do it. So I thought it's got to be a better way than dragging it up and having to secure it onto the back of my ute.
So you invented this frame. Now, this is a ute, and it has a tow bar. So already you're two ahead of most of my car, which is a hatchback, and it doesn't even have a tow bar on the back by the way.
Yeah, if you were to put a tow bar on your car, you could put this carrier on and carry your own bin to the dump. No worries.
Why would you do that? I'm wondering, because we've already said, well, people come and pick your bin up. Why would you do it yourself when you could have somebody come and do it for you?
Well, we don't have rubbish collection out here unless you pay an extra fee. I think I can't remember how much it is, but yeah, there's no rubbish collection out in the rural area, and that's the same around a lot of the rural areas in Australia, that people have to drive kilometres to the dump, or some of the farms down south, they've got 2 or 3 kilometre driveway to put it on the road, and so it just makes it a lot easier.
So that's pretty easy. Let's walk over and just give it a go. And this is by no means an ad for your product or anything, but it's quite ingenious in that it's invented for Darwin's rural area, really, isn't it?
Yeah, not just Darwin's rural area, but the idea come from here, having to go to the dump every day rather than pay the probably $400 a year to have it collected.
So you just put it on the back of your car, take it off there, and let's put it back on. So what you're doing is it's got a little flip to stop the lid cracking up. You're pulling it down. Now, you had to lift that, so let's lift it back up again.
Oh. This is probably the easiest way to do it, if it's full.
Oh, yeah. So you lean it forward, and then put the axle onto these little hooks, and then you flip it up, and another hook hooks into the handles, and a little trap comes down to stop the lid from flapping open. So if that was full of, let's say, I don't know, empty dog food tins or full of something heavier, would you be able to do that?
Yeah, I've had it full to the brim with stuff. The bins themselves are only rated to 100 kilos. So it's just because they're a 250-litre bin, I think they are, or 240-litre, doesn't mean you can put 240 kilos in there. So the bins themselves, I think, due to the axles, are only rated for 100 kilos. So 100 kilos would be a lot of weight anyway.
You're up for an award for this, or you're going to be part of an award. You'll be in the Chief Minister's NT Export and Industry Awards, which is September. It's not a bad idea. How many of these have you managed to shuffle off to people who are in the rural area, Scott?
I've only sold about 10 at the moment, so I haven't been I've sort of had a bit of a lull, and now I've got some more, been reinvigorated and get stuck into pushing it again now.
So it's not like, you know, it hasn't been like the mobile phone for you so far. It hasn't sort of sold billions of units.
No, no, not yet. I'm just waiting for Bill Gates to come and make me an offer.
So could I buy shares in your wheelie bin hoister trailer tow bar company?
Never really thought about it, actually.
I don't have much money, but I've got an ABC Darwin sticker. Could I put that on?
I'm sure we can come to some arrangement.
Well, we're probably doing some trading on air. We probably shouldn't be doing that, Margot.
Now, obviously, it's where you take the bin to. Now, where do you actually go and take your bin to? This war on waste has been talking about recycling and the like. So you'd have to make two trips because it only holds one bin at a time, Scott.
Yeah, at the moment it only takes one bin, but I'm not a welder. I can't weld for to save my life. But my mate, who's the fabricator, he's coming up soon once he's had a knee replacement done, and his name's Les in Adelaide. He's going to make a double one for me, so it'll carry two bins.
I hope he's not trying to weld his knee back together, is he?
No. Oh, it's titanium knees. He'd give it a crack.
So you can put two bins in the back of it. Now, the thing I mentioned earlier, your rego plate, how are you going to get around that?
There's a bracket on the top that's made to...
Oh, look at that.
He's thought of everything, Connor.
Yeah. So, or you could just... I've got another rego plate that I screwed to the bin that I actually use. So that gets around that. You can go to the MVR and order a third rego plate if you require.
Okay. So there you go, Margo. You can put everything on the bin. Now, you're only putting things that have to go to landfill in there. You're not putting all your cans or your paper or anything that can be recycled there, are you?
No, I've got a recycling... Well, this is good for taking your cans to the recycling. So one of these bins full of cans is about... $40.
Multi-purpose there.
Oh. And you can take the dogs with you as well. Fantastic.
Yeah, I'll put them in the bin.
If they don't be quiet, I think that's where they're going to go, Marco.
Well, Connor, are you sold? I mean, I'm wondering whether, you know, in your war on waste, your personal war on waste, is it something that you will add to your canon equipment?
I tell you what, previously living remote, I know that a lot of people would burn their waste because they've no other way of getting it to town to the dump. So I think this will be...
I used to.
Yeah, and you used to burn your waste.
Yeah, I used to have a 44-gallon drum. I used just to burn my waste rather than pay the extra money to collect it.
So it's already saving the environment. Fantastic. Connor Byrne, we got to go. Scott, thanks very much this morning. Enjoy your fishing trip, by the way. 5 days on the water. Sounds great.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks very much, guys.
Both hooked up, ready to go.
Oh, well, Connor Byrne off with his new wheelie bin carrier.
ABC Radio Darwin.